I was on the Cowes Express hovercraft after I left Trinity House for a while, and coming down at 40 knots into Cowes Harbour in the middle of a Cowes Week race is quite exciting. I only did it for 1 year, but I didn't want to repeat that experience too often. It was an attempt by Cowes Express to break the monopoly of the existing ferry owners, but unfortunately wasn't successful. One of the problems was that because we were deemed to be a hovercraft, we had to have, for safety reasons, 5 crew, whereas a hydrofoil, which we had funnel runner, only needed 3 crew. And that sort of makes a big difference to your wage bill. I remember, because of the wake, the hovercraft and the thing, they said you shouldn't run them together because it makes too much disturbance of the water. So what they said was, we'll break them up by 5 minutes. You know, the red funnel can come in and you can't come in until 5 minutes later, which meant you missed all the London trains, which didn't help. Things like that. But it was fun while we did it. I brought one of them down. I was on the crew that brought one of them down from North Norway to Cowes, and that was quite a trip. Came down the North Sea at 40 knots, you know, following gale, and left Haugesund in Norway about 2 o'clock in the afternoon their time, about 1 o'clock our time. We had breakfast in Cowes. That was quite exciting. That was a lot of fun. Going through the fjords of Norway on one of those things at 40 knots is really exciting.